Welcome to PGL Pod, where we talk about PremierGamingLeague.com's league activity, talk some current sport talk, and even some ranting and raving about real-world issues.
Hey, welcome to a episode of PGL Pod. I believe this is our episode 10. We're back with you. We've been gone quite a while with myself moving and been out a few months. Of course, the summer always takes us away. We're always busy. With me is my normal co-host with Bogey Express. How you doing today, Bogey?
Doing good, Fat. How you doing?
Been good, man. New house is coming along. Just been busy as all heck. You probably can tell I'm not jumping on to get my games in as fast as I used to. So.
Yeah, you know, you got other things going on, the new house and relocating and all that. Gaming has to kind of take a backseat every now and then.
Yeah, but to be honest, I got the new job. It's working out real well. Nice, consistent schedule, so I'm really enjoying that. So today we're going to bring you guys, we're going to talk some MFPL playoffs. Might be a small sore spot to Bogey over here, but from what I've talked to him, he's in good spirits. He's pretty happy that he'll tell you a little bit of a trade he's got involved going on here. We'll do that. We'll give you a little recap. We're going to talk about some owners in the league. Then we'll jump and give you some recaps on our college football leagues and finish that up with talking about our fantasy baseball recap that we had that finished up and we never got a chance to talk to you guys about. So jumping at the MFPL, just going to kind of look at the divisions and in our who we got a chance to playoffs in here. So we're just going to kind of go through this. The first one we're looking at is the AFC North. We got the Bengals and Ravens with a major matchup here in Week 17. Unfortunately, the Ravens owner has left us, so it is a CPU game there for El Motofoque. But how do you see this game coming here? I mean, some guys have lost to the computer this year. So, you know, like I say, the winner of this is in, the other's out.
Yeah, this would have been a great matchup if it would have come down to this, if Topher would have stuck around. But he made the decision to vacate his team, and, you know, you got to let the guy do what the guy wants to do. I totally expect the Bengals to handle the CPU. I don't think El Motofoque is going to lose the computer here. It has happened in the past. I think it happened this year with one of our users or two. But I think the Bengals are going to win it, and they'll win this division.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it should be a – Motofoque has been coming on here at the end, and it should be no problem there for him. So looking at the AFC South, the Titans have already wrapped up the division at 13-2. The Colts took a big loss just yesterday, I believe the game was played. They lost to the Chiefs, so they've dropped now to 9-6. So they're really looking actually, they've been balanced out now that I look at it. So that division's kind of wrapped up. How do you look at it? What do you think of the Titans going into the playoffs?
You know, I'm not surprised with who the owner is, with it being Jay Will. He had the Colts in 13 last year and, you know, like 81 touchdowns and one pick in one season.
I don't think he lost more than, what, one game? Except for
yeah, he only lost in the playoffs, yeah.
So
he's a good player. He's solid. He knows how to pass the ball. He knows how to run the ball. He's got Chris Johnson. And he does a pretty decent job of slinging the rock around with his quarterback. So I think he'll make it. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't make it to the AFC Championship at a minimum. And I think he's got a good shot at making the Super Bowl. He's a quality owner and a good player.
Yeah, he definitely is. He can. I played him once in a regular season, lost to him. The guy can just—he can throw the ball, and at the same time, he plays really good with his middle linebacker as far as roaming that middle normally.
Yeah, he's an excellent user defender with that middle linebacker. I played him a couple practice games, and he's just amazing with that middle linebacker.
Definitely. Looking at the AFC East, this is probably our tightest matchup. We got three teams that are most likely going to get in the playoffs here. We got the – actually, they are all going to get – there are three that are going to get in the playoffs. So it's just a matter of who's going to take the division and a bye. We've got the Bills and Dolphins right now sitting at 12-2, and I'm hoping that they're scheduled to play tonight because they are matched up with a Week 16 matchup. Obviously, the winner of that's got a big lead to head, you know, to win their division. Of course, they will still need to win Week 17. And then you got the Patriots, who are 11-4 and have already locked up the second wild card and could possibly move into the first spot. So what do you think on this division?
I've never played Crass, but based on the numbers and scores he puts up, he must know how to play the game because he just puts up ungodly stats and numbers. And with a 12-2 record and as many human teams as we have, he's got to be a good player. The Bills, that's Paddlefoot. He's always been a good owner. And I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised he's 12-2 with the Bills. Didn't really know what the Bills had in the game. No discredit to Paddle at all. I think he's a solid player. I just wasn't sure exactly what the Bills would have. But I know he likes E.J. Manuel at quarterback, and Paddle sticks to his game plan, and he He just plays good defense and he moves the ball. So, you know, in that user v user game, I really think it's a coin flip. I have no idea who's going to win that one.
Yeah, it's kind of an offensive-defensive battle there. You know,
yeah.
Like you said, I think he's learned that the Bills have a pretty decent defense. He's only given up 279 points so far in the season, so he's done a good job there.
Yeah, the Bills probably have one of the best front sevens in all of football. It's, in real life, they have a really good defense, and actually in this game, they're very well rated. And then I am hilarious there with the Pats. You know, he's a solid guy. I played him in 13 last year. He beat me. I think I had 6 turnovers in that game and lost by 10, but he still beat me. He is, I wouldn't call him conservative. I would call him patient, and he takes what you give him. And he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. At least he didn't against me. So I think he's got a chance to go somewhere in the playoffs. It just kind of depends on his matchup.
Yep, definitely. Look at the AFC West. Again, this comes down to there are a couple teams with a chance to win that division. You got the Chiefs, who got that big win, like I said, over the Colts in Week 16, and you got the Raiders. Both teams sitting at 9-6. I look at this one. You would think the Chiefs kind of have that easy road in. Looks like they've got the tiebreaker now based off the standings I'm seeing. But the Chargers are now a user team, so that obviously adds a little more challenge. They don't get the CPU in that last game, so. You know, the Raiders are hoping for an outside shot, but you can't count the Broncos out in Lars this year. I mean, he's, you know, been hit or miss this year, but he's got, you know, those are two tough last games, I think.
Yeah, you know, the Raiders, I played the Raiders and the Chiefs. The guru is the Raiders guy, real good player. I was able to get a win off of him. I played him just a couple weeks ago, but he's solid, very patient, takes what you give him. I think he just needs a better quarterback, or he needs to build his quarterback up. I played the Chiefs early in the season, and I was able to get a win off of him. He's very pro-style guy. He reminds me a lot of Bluegrass Flip as far as he likes to be in I formation, kind of a pro-set type style, and he knows how to use Jamaal Charles. I mean, he's a run-first kind of guy, and he's a solid player. So I think whoever wins that division's got a chance to maybe advance once. But I think there's a little bit more power in the other divisions. I don't know if the Super Bowl participant's going to come out of the West, but those guys have a shot. And then, of course, Lars is jumping back into Madden after a couple of years on hiatus. So, you know, I'm impressed with a 7-8 season so far, and I did get to play him as well. This was the division my team had to play. And Lars is a solid player, and I think a few more games under his belt, and he's going to be a viable candidate to win the AFC West next season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Laz gave up the reins there, so I'm sure we don't have 3 tight ends running all over the field, but Lars is probably putting up some pretty decent numbers.
Yeah, Laz tries to claim he's the GM, but, you know, it's what happens when you sell your Xbox 360 and you got to sit around and wait.
Not much longer for him.
Yeah, like 15 days or something.
Yeah. Looking over at the NFC North, we've got my team is the Bears. I've already locked up the number one seed at 14-1, and I will be basically sitting all my starters in that my last game against the Packers. And talking to Tut, who it's too bad for Tut, who has the second best record, I believe, in the division, and he's going to wind up with the wild card spot. So, but him himself, he's told me he's going to sit his guys, and so it's going to be a battle of the backups, which should be a fun game for us in our last game.
Yeah, you know, I had to play this division as well with my Cowboys, and both of you guys beat me. Tut did what Tut does. He ran the rock. He only threw the ball 4 times on me. He didn't need to do anything but run it down my throat, run it out wide. It didn't matter what I did on defense. I'd stop him first and second down. He'd get a 10-yard run on third down. It didn't matter. He's really difficult to stop running the ball. And you're just like you always are. You're balanced. You know, you think you're going to run, you pass. You think you're going to pass, you run. Even when we guess right, you know, you have a very balanced offense, and you're solid on defense. So, two good owners there, two good teams. It does stink for the Packers that they have the second best record in the conference, and they're going to end up probably the number 5 seed. But you know what? He can beat anybody in the conference. He's proven that, and if it works out, I could see it being Packers-Bears in the conference championship. I don't know if it'll work out that way, but that's
right,
probably
right.
How it should be.
The way it kind of the line up.
Yeah, the Lions guy's a good player, but I think he's going to miss out.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he was a you know, I only had a couple guys that really put up some points on me. He did it twice on me. I mean, literally, like, it was a shootout both times with him. So, yeah, he definitely can score. I see he's trying to move some guys, maybe even score more, which is kind of funny. I would think he'd want to, you know, try to slow down teams so he doesn't give up so many points. Because, he gave up a good 457 points, so he definitely gave up more points than he probably should. Looking at the NFC South, this division's kind of locked up. We do have four users in this division, so kind of a surprise to see, you know, the records they are. But the Panthers, that's a big Herm, or Jurgs Fury, I believe it is, and had a nice season. He's locked up the division already.
Yeah, I didn't get to play Big Herm. I was supposed to play him in the college game, but he wasn't on my schedule in Madden. I've conversed with him via text, and he seems like a solid guy, and just, you know, interacting with him in the chat and stuff. I don't know much about his game other than he's very accurate with his quarterback, and he moves the ball. He is a power run style player. He's a run first guy, but when he throws the ball, he's good with Cam Newton. He wanted to move more in another direction to get a pocket passer, so he's got a big trade that he completed that's going to go into effect after our Super Bowl's played. I played the Saints, but unfortunately I couldn't schedule with the first lady of XBL, the owner there, so I had to play the CPU. So I don't know much else about the other teams in that division.
Yeah, and I've played the Buccaneers owner, not this year, but in years past. Guys are
usually
solid player, big time. So really was kind of shocked to see the record here a little bit. But maybe that's just getting kind of back used to some of the guys over here. He's been playing other places. So I expect to see him have a little bit more of a rebound next year, I would think.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, big time is a good player. I think he's adjusting to the game, and I think this division will be much closer next year.
Definitely. NFC East, this is your division here. Obviously, you had the big loss to the Redskins last week, so it's kind of put you right on the outside, you know, looking in. You got a real slight chance left on the playoffs, but you really need a big win for the Giants, by the Giants over the Redskins. Obviously, the Redskins heavy favorite in that last game, so tough battle for you here, and you've even got a kind of last battle tough game with the Eagles. Always seems to be a good game for you. So what do you see here?
Yeah, I did lose this week to the Redskins, and I lost 16-17. Blue kicked a field goal with no time left on the clock. Didn't give me a chance to get any kind of Hail Mary. He played it right. It was a great game. Teams played well, and you know, I felt like I stole the game, the first game we played from him. And he got this one. I wouldn't call it theft. I would just call it solid play. It was a great game. I am on the outside looking in. My biggest loss, to be honest, was when I lost to the Giants. If I had beat the Giants, I had a game in hand. I'd still be a game up if I'd lost this one.
Right.
But you know what? What comes around goes around. I can only hope the Giants do to the Redskins in Week 17 what he did to me earlier this season.
Yep.
Hopefully his guys are catching everything thrown at him like they did against me, and my guys just, or at least the Redskins, play terribly, but I don't see that happening. I think Blue's going to seal it. He's a solid player. He's going to keep the ball on the ground. He's going to eat clock, and he's not going to make mistakes. So I think the Redskins are going to finish 11-5, and they're going to clinch the division. And then I've got a battle with the Eagles, and that's against Ash. I got lucky and beat him on a last-minute drive in our first matchup, 21-17. So our last game could go either way. It's usually a pretty good game. Honestly, Ash usually hands me my rear end. This season I was lucky enough to get that win off of him, so hopefully I can do that again. I'll probably be in like the number 7 or 8 team, so I'll be playing golf while you guys are playing playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and you may have a slight chance at the wild card spot still, depending on the way things work out. But with the 49ers getting to play the Cardinals as a CPU team at this point, that's probably looking like a good chance for them to slide in. But even they're not assured either, because down in the NFC West is where we've got all kinds of interesting teams here. We got basically a 10-win team most likely is not going to get in the playoffs. So we got the Rams right now at 14-4, the Niners and Seahawks both at 10-5. The last week of the season here, the Rams get the Seahawks. So if the Seahawks win this game, you could see them catapult basically up to, you know, to winning the division, which then would leave the Rams or the 49ers, because most likely, like I said, the 49ers are going to win their division, so you could see both those teams at 11-5. It could get real interesting in this division. I mean, it's really I don't know how the Seahawks played. I haven't played them, so I'm not sure. Obviously, we know Z-Guy is a good player, so.
Yeah, I played Z-Guy. And Z-Guy was Z-Guy. He played great defense. He moved the ball.
He's my only loss this year, so.
Yeah, he's solid. I am surprised to see four losses up there, to be honest. And the Niners and Seahawks, yeah, they could all – yeah, this is a tough division, and I think a wild card is going to come out of this division, in your division, in the East and – what would that be, the South? We're only going to get the division winners in. Redskins and Panthers. Redskins, Panthers are going to get in, and then the wild card is going to come out of the North and the West.
Yeah, that's what it seems like it should be. So, just to throw at you, because you know I don't like to predict myself at all, what's your predictions here on who you think gets through from the AFC, who gets through with the NFC to meet up?
Well, the AFC, I'm going to say, I need to look at that again. I think that's going to be the Miami guy. I think it's going to come down to the Titans, Dolphins in the AFC Championship, if that's possible. Bill's got an outside chance. Other than that, I think it's Titans, Dolphins for sure. I'm going to put my money on J. Will. I'm going to go with the Titans. But that's probably because I know him. I don't know Crass. Maybe if I had played him, I would know more about him. But I know he puts up serious numbers. But I'm going to take J. Will out of the AFC with a win over the Dolphins in the championship there. And in the NFC, you know, I'm going to put you in the NFC Championship like we do every year or every season. And depending on how the bracket works out, you're either going to play the Packers or you're going to play the Rams. No disrespect to the other teams there, but having played Tut and Z-Guy and knowing how good they are, I mean, it's going to take a perfect game to beat either one of those guys. And then I think they're going to play you in the NFC Championship. I think if it's Packers-Bears, I'm going to go with Tut. I hate to do that to you. Play the Packers, I'm going to go with Tut. If you play the Rams, I'm going to go with you.
Okay.
So that's how I'm going to call it. I'm probably going to be dead wrong, but that's how I see it.
No problem. I mean, and to be honest, for some reason it seemed like at least my matchups this year, I've only played each team once. I beat the Packers, so I felt like I matched up with them a little better than I matched up with Z-Guy, but I just couldn't do anything against the Rams this year, so... But, I make prediction only out of the AFC, and I kind of like what you're saying, too. I think the Bills can get to the conference championship, but they have to win the Week 16 game first. They have to be sitting in that 1 or 2 seed. They don't get that. I don't think they can battle through, basically. I don't think they can beat the Titans and the Dolphins in the playoffs. So they got to win this week to have that shot, I think. And I don't think they win tonight, unfortunately. So I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. I think they're gonna be the one. They've been pretty hot as far as I can see. As long as their defense holds up, I think they're pretty stuffed to top.
Yeah, I think that's a good assessment. And no disrespect to Paddle, I wasn't thinking if he got that next win. Yeah, if he's a 1 or 2 seed, he's got a solid shot of getting through. But I'm still gonna put my money on Titans Dolphins, and I'm gonna stick with the Titans. But I totally get what you're saying with your Dolphins pick.
Sounds good. So that's our wrap-up on the MFPL playoffs. Any surprise owners that you've had? To be honest, I've been happy with most of the owners that we got in, the new guys. They've been pretty good. A couple here and there that we're working with a couple here. We had the one drop-off by Topher, which was kind of a surprise. But overall, the guys that have come in, I think, have been pretty good as far as scheduling. Haven't really had to sim too many games from what I've seen.
Yeah, we've got a really large number. What do we have, like 28 owners?
28, but I think we're still at 26 at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good number. It's one of our higher numbers. I played the Chiefs, which is Reginald Fury, new guy. Very respectable, good player. Played Sim when I played him. So I was happy with his arrival to the league. It was really good to have Lars come back because we know we got quality there. The Oakland guy, the Guru, the same thing as Reginald Fury. I think they're actually buddies. He's another solid guy, good conversation on the mic. Plays good, legit Sim football. Was fun to play. Had great conversations. So he was a good addition. A Rosa, and I don't know his numbers, but the Detroit owner, I think he's played with us before. Or I know him from somewhere before. Another good owner, good conversation. Likes to throw the ball to Calvin Johnson, Reggie Bush. But, you know, if I had the Detroit Lions, that's probably what I would do too. So I really didn't have any problems with any of the owners that I played. The only one I had was the Saints. We just couldn't hook up in scheduling, so I had to play the computer there. But I know she's
first lady, and no issues or whatever. Good talk on the mic and everything too. So yeah, I think kind of talked to her. She had some exams or something going on. So glad to see everything, you know, hopefully getting back to playing again. So.
Yeah, I think we added a lot of quality, and you know, we, like you said, we had a couple of things that came up in our discussions amongst the admins, and it seemed like when you sent off the PMs, people responded promptly and properly, and we didn't have any real repeat problems.
Yep. The only thing I would say out there to the owners is just don't forget about our mic rule. You know, everybody really needs to have a mic. If you don't have one, it's kind of hard to, like, talk about something if there's an issue that comes up. Obviously, you don't have to talk on the mic. Some guys, you know, prefer to talk more, but we prefer they have it on so that you can at least talk to somebody if something does come up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Moving over, we're going to recap our college football leagues. We had three leagues this year. We added a new league, a coordinator league this year as well. And all three have finished up their first season. So for the most part, they went along pretty smoothly. The college leagues are somewhat trying to follow the same schedule as the Madden League, which I think has helped because it keeps guys on deadlines. Recapping the CFPL, which is our main college football league, we had quite a few owners. Had it coming up. Okay, so yeah, so let's just look over at the records. We had Flippin' Gino. He finished the season off at 8-4, got himself a bowl win. We had myself.
What team was he?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know. If you know, you can throw it out there, but I don't know what teams they had, just based off what I'm looking at.
Okay. I can't remember who we had in that one.
Yeah, I can't either. It's been a while. My team finished 14-0 and won the national championship. You finished 11-1, and I believe you... Did you play your bowl game in this league? Because it was one of the leagues you didn't get the chance to play it.
No, I didn't play the... Or
you did play this one. I don't think you played your COPL.
Yeah, and, I played that when I finished 11-1.
Yeah, you finished 11-1, and you did win your bowl game from what I have down.
At Texas Tech.
Okay. Bluegrass finished 12-1 and won his bowl game. Big B had a 4-8 record on the season. DJ Bowlegs finished 4-7. We had... Shredder finishing 9-3, losing his bowl game. Krakenbacks was 9-3, winning his bowl game. Vol Nation, who was a new guy that brought on, he seems to be a good guy. He's another guy in the Madden League on the Colts team. He's been a good owner that we didn't mention.
Yeah.
He was 11-2 and won his bowl game. And Will Figure, PSU 38, new guy to our college football leagues, 10-2, pretty good owner. He lost his bowl game. Fitty and Schultz both were 7-5 and did not get a chance to play their bowl game, so I didn't put them into a record. So, but overall, not a bad season with a pretty full group. We were totally full. In fact, we've had like two or three guys on the wait list at all times, so it's been a pretty busy first season here of NCAA 14.
Yeah, the CFPL was a good league, and like you said, we had a couple guys get on the wait list, which prompted us to open a third college football league that we'll get to here in a little bit. But yeah, I didn't have any problems with quality owners in the CFPL, and I actually did play the Vol Nation in that I believe it was in the CFPL. We played each other, and we had a conversation, and shortly thereafter he joined Madden, so that was nice to see that he jumped over and got into Madden as well. So
cool.
Yeah, it was a good season, and the off season was interesting with some teams, with some guys moving to new teams.
Yeah. And next time we do our recap, we'll try to get the teams up there for you guys. So I'm just kind of looking at the overall record that I have on our spreadsheet. You've got the CFCL recap?
Yeah, CFCL, that's our kind of like our admin or invite only. It's a smaller league, usually 5 to 7 guys. It's usually the same guys every year, just something we do kind of off the cuff away from CFPL. But we run the same guidelines. We use the same sliders, all that. This season we had your team. You were Colorado. I believe you finished undefeated, and you were the champion because you're at a BCS school and you got more points than us poor guys at non-BCS schools. Yeah, I know you don't. You played by the rules, but you still cheated. That's what I'm saying. You went undefeated and you won, and you stayed at Colorado for this season. We just started season 17. I was at Toledo, also went undefeated. Believe I finished 2nd overall in the league, and I took the coordinator job at Alabama in the offseason. It's not cheating. I'd rather play defense. Then I wouldn't give up 35 points to whoever that was I beat week one, West Virginia. Bluegrass Flip, he was at ECU. He also went undefeated, if I remember correctly, and he won his bowl game, obviously, and he finished 3rd in that league, and he took the head coaching job at Penn State. Gino was in and out, during the season. He had things going with his job there in California and moving across country. He was his Temple Owls, and I don't recall the record he finished with, but he did take the offensive coordinator job at Oklahoma. And bringing up the rear was Cooper. He was at Washington State, and he was having some trouble adjusting to the passing game. Some of the sliders were, I think, getting to him a little bit more than some of the rest of us, but he adjusted late, started playing better. I think he finished maybe 5-7, and he chose to stay at Washington State like you stayed at Colorado. So I believe everybody now is at a BCS school, and we'll see what happens in season 17, which I think we're just now getting ready to go to week two, or we're on week two.
Yeah, we just finished up. We are in week two, correct. So, yeah, it's too bad there's not most likely not going to be an NCAA game next year for 360, which would have the turn the playoffs in it, unfortunately.
True.
So COPL, that's our new coordinator only league. You have to start as a coordinator, and I believe it's at a 1 or 2 star school to start with.
Yes.
If I remember right, and you can only go up basically one level each year as a coordinator till you have to be 3 years as a coordinator. You can go up one level each year. Then you can finally take a head coach. Although I believe we've just changed the rule that if you get the head coach offer at your own school, you'll be able to take that.
Yeah, we talked about that. I suggested that to Lars, who's our commish, and he thought it was a good idea, and I don't think anybody had any objections. If in the offseason you're the offensive coordinator at your school and your school offers you the head coaching job, you're allowed to now take it. And the reason I came up with that is there was a couple of our guys who were OCs at their school. They were offered the head coaching job, and we forced them to decline it. And then after some thoughts, like, they should have probably been able to take it if right. they wanted it. So we changed the rule, and I think that's for the better.
I agree. So, but, yeah, it was kind of a fun league. It was a little different. I don't think – do we have any defensive coordinators? Was everybody offense?
I think everybody stayed offense.
Yeah, so, it was fun. It was basically you get to run the offense. I think our sliders needed a little tweaking, which we've done, so we'll see if they help a little bit, only because we were all these small schools. Seems like we were still putting up pretty big numbers. Quite a few of us were undefeated. So it was, kind of interesting to say. But it was fun. It was a little different. For the most part, I would not watch first and second down. I watched a lot of third and fourth downs in my games when I would play.
That's exactly what I did.
Just because when I simmed the third down, seems like they always converted it. I don't know why.
Yes.
I at least wanted to see it. So in our first season, we didn't have a champion because nobody made that BCS championship game, which I think was a good fair rule to come up with to say, because if you're undefeated and you didn't get all the way in there, then you shouldn't really win the league just because you ranked highest. So that was kind of what we came up with. We did have two teams that were undefeated in this league. Lars was 12-0 in his season, did win his bowl game as well. I believe he was University of Louisiana Lafayette. You were 11-1. You lost your bowl game, so, and I think that's just because you didn't get a chance to play that game. So that was against York Fury, I believe.
Yeah, that was a game I just couldn't get it scheduled with him, so I told him to play the CPU.
Okay, and who was your team?
I'm at Army, baby, and I'm not That's leaving.
Right. You stayed at Army. I did.
I stayed at Army. I am not leaving Army.
I was 13-0 and won my bowl game. Yerkes Fury finished 8-5 and won his bowl game. Krakenbecks was 12-1 and lost his bowl game. We had Playmaker in this league, who's a guy we've had over in our leagues before, and he's kind of back. So he was 11-2 and won his bowl game. Bluegrass was 9-3 and won his bowl game. And Cooper Avery was also in here with us. Coop played. He was 8-4 and won his bowl game. So it was kind of fun. What did you think of the league?
You know what? I'll be totally honest with you, man. I think it's the most fun league. I have more fun playing at Army than I had playing at my other schools. I did like playing at Texas Tech, but I got more enjoyment out of playing at Army. Now, maybe it was because I only ran the wishbone offense, but it was just something different instead of running the spread, which is what I ran at my other schools. It's because it's a small school. I want to build it up.
Right.
It was just a lot of fun. Yeah. All three leagues were great, but the coordinator league, I just really enjoyed it a lot.
That's good. Yeah, I think it was fun. It was a little more challenged. And I think with our settings being changed a little bit on the sliders, then it'll make it even that much more of a challenge. So,
I hope so.
Good. And the last bit we're going to talk about, just kind of a recap on our PGL Fantasy Baseball League that we had this summer. It's funny, you said earlier to me that you didn't realize there was a playoffs. I kind of forgot there was two until we kind of got there, because I don't think I made a change throughout the playoffs, and actually still, and I did end up winning the league, which was kind of interesting. But just as far as the regular season, far and away, Bluegrass, way above all of us. He had a 716 winning percentage. The next highest was yourself at 583. My brother, who played in this as well, he was 580, and I was 556. So the four of us made the playoffs. Of course, the top two seeds lost their opening round of the playoffs, and it was the third and fourth seeds playing each other, so I ended up beating my brother in the final game. I think it was 9-1. So,
now, at least you beat him.
Yeah. So
can't let a non-PGL guy win the damn league.
That's right. But we did keep it, we would have kept it in the family at least here.
That's true. That's true.
So, but yeah, it was fun. It was different. We could test some new theories next year. I know you're used to playing a little bit of a different style, so maybe we'll look at that next year and kind of change it up. I think it'd be even more of a challenge if we just do an AL or an NL league, because we didn't have the numbers I think that we wanted for this league. So I think if we have that little next year, we'll maybe squeeze it into one league and make it a little bit more of a challenge. So,
yeah, it was fun. I would be, if we kept the same number of teams, I do think we need to go NL or AL only.
Yeah, definitely. So, any final comments that you want to make at all?
No, I think, you know, it's nice to get back on the horse. It's been a few months since we did a podcast number 9. These are always fun. I think we talk about good topics, and, you know, for the most part, we've got positive feedback from the guys when they listen to the podcast, and hopefully we can get back to doing these regularly.
Yep, I agree. And with my schedule being a little more normal, I think we should be able to get more evenings, which I think would open up for other guys to join the podcast as well, which I think will work out.
That's true. The one comment I would make is Laz was invited to participate in tonight's podcast, but for whatever reason, he was unable to make it. I think he had a personal commitment with something else.
Date night, maybe?
Oh, date night, whatever. Maybe he was playing his guitar.
Yeah.
I got to, you know, we give the guy a shout out. We invite him to be in the podcast, and he blows us off. So exactly. I think we'll just invite somebody else next week.
There we go. So thanks for tuning in, guys. This was a little longer than we normally do. It's a little over 30 minutes run here. So, but it was fun. We'll get back on it. We'll start trying to do these at least once a week for you. At most, won't go more than 2 weeks, I think, from giving these to you with the holidays coming up. But we'll get some more coming out to you guys. And thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Peace.